Coach. Wow, yeah, that was entertaining at the end.
Yeah, it was definitely entertaining.
I'm sure that's not the way you envisioned that game ending, but nonetheless, before we talk about that, the fact of the matter is you guys found the win.
We did. We ended up securing the win. Definitely not what you want to see when they make a comeback, start hitting the ball, getting some confidence. You don't want to see that, but Grantsville's a good team. They come hitting. They come swinging. Wade pitched stellar for us today, so, I mean, he shut him down, and we finished the game, but not the way we wanted to.
And we'll talk about Wade Stilson and just how special he was. I mean, throughout the first three innings of this game, he was perfect. There was no hits. I think there was one base runner, if I'm not mistaken, in the first three innings. I think what was even more impressive is Wade comes back, strikes out the side in the sixth inning. I mean, he had it working really throughout the entire six frames that he pitched.
He did. I felt like he got stronger as he was going. He did have he got away from a little bit of his command in the fourth and fifth. He started short striding on the mound. Balls kind of started to sell on him, but he come back in the sixth. I was a little worried that I was going to have to pull him early, but he come back in the sixth, and he pitched awesome for us.
How difficult was it to pull Wade in the seventh, or was that a pretty easy decision at that point?
Because of the pitch count rules, yeah. it was.
So he hit his limit.
He was close. He could have faced another batter, but he was struggling with command. He walked a batter, hit a batter.
Yeah.
So it was time. He was a little tired. He wasn't quite ready to finish the game out for us, but he did well.
And then you guys go to Mason Stilson, and I know that this is where this new format probably makes things a little bit more difficult, where you may have to play five games in 6 days or whatever it is. You go to Mason, and that's a tough spot for Mason to come in on.
Oh, it was. Looking at it now, it was probably a crappy move on my part, but, you know, I was trying to use Mason. He stepped up for us a lot this year.
Yeah.
I wanted to give him an opportunity to – with an 8-run lead, it was kind of one of those things. I didn't want to burn another pitcher for tomorrow, and I wanted to give Mason the opportunity to close it out. Unfortunately, given the situation, he didn't quite close it out the way we wanted it to. But he went in there, and he's a gutsy kid. He comes every single day ready to play baseball, and so I gave him the ball in that situation, and he did. He came out and did what he could, but wasn't quite enough.
I think it's a tough situation for any pitcher that comes in that spot. I mean, honestly. And Mason is a kid that, you've gone to. And if I'm not mistaken, Mason pitched the first time against Grantsville, right?
He did. He pitched, and he actually pitched well. He come after I pitched Hayden Abrams and then Mason that first game. And he threw a lot of strikes, and he threw them off. They were off balance. Mason's got kind of a quirky delivery at times. So when he's throwing strikes, it kind of offsets some hitters to where they're not hitting the ball the way they should be. So
what do you tell Trevin Gilbert when he comes into the game?
That kid for me, he's cool as a cucumber, man. He doesn't get fazed. He doesn't get rattled. Half the time I joke with him, and I don't even know if he appreciates my weird sense of humor, but he's a great kid. He's an awesome kid. And you know, we have this coaching staff has a lot of faith and trust in Trevin. He's pitched outstanding for us this year. Really, he you could make a pretty good argument that he was our number one pitcher this year. He threw us a lot of good games. He throws strikes. His command is always some. He can throw any pitch for a strike at any moment, and that's why we go to him so often.
The last couple of questions I have for you in that seventh inning, then we'll move on and we'll talk about some of the great performances. Two plays in particular. One, Trigg gets the ball, third, he goes home. Turned out to be a huge play, saved a run. Two, Wade gets the ball, he goes to third instead of taking the force, keeps a runner from getting into scoring position, changed the whole complexion of the game. Those are two key plays that I don't know how this game ends if they're not made, Coach.
Yeah, and Trigg, he's a freshman. He's been doing it all year for us. It seems like the bigger the game, the bigger the kid steps up. Like, you'd think sometimes the nerves would get to the freshman kid, and he keeps stepping up and making plays. We definitely got to work on some stuff because he's got this little double clutch thing sometimes, and I was getting nervous. I didn't know if he was going home or first, but he made the right play. He did what he was supposed to do. Got an out for us, and he makes plays for us when we need it. So that's all you can ask for. The one with Wade, the kid's a senior. He's a stud of an athlete. He made the decision right there on the fly to go get the lead runner and save us from having another runner in scoring position. So it was big to kind of a momentum killer for them.
Yep.
They thought they was getting a guy at third base with one out, I believe. So I mean that was big for us to start collecting some outs. We needed some outs, and my Trigg and then Wade stepped up for us and got us some.
I want to talk about Peyton Alton. Had a chance to catch up with him a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him how school was going. He says, I've checked out of school. Well, he hasn't checked out of playing baseball. He was 4-for-4 this afternoon. Came up big for the offense.
He did, you know, and gosh, I just – every game you think he's not getting – I don't know, he's kind of there, and he sneaks up on you. He's one of those kids that he's deceptively – at the plate, he sneaks up on you, and that's why it's nice to have him in that eight spot. People pitch him a lot of fastballs, so they start him off throwing him a lot of fastballs. And lately, towards the end of the season, he's been on a streak where he's been pounding fastballs for us. So that's a good spot for him in the lineup, and he's stepped up as a senior. He's stepped up big for us.
Did the venue change affect you guys at all? Really, I mean, this morning you find out you're not playing at Kearns, you're playing here at BYU.
Yeah, so not really. It's like I told the boys and when we got here, like I don't know how Kearns is, but playing here at BYU, this is a beautiful complex.
Yeah.
You can't really complain when you get shifted from Kearns to a complex like this, which is closer for us to travel. It's not quite as far as Kearns, but I mean it's a beautiful field, beautiful view of the mountains behind it, so you can't really ask for much more as far as a playing surface.
Well, you guys have one more game here tomorrow now at 6:30 p.m. It's going to be Morgan or Canyon View. Canyon View is a team that we are well familiar with. I'll ask you, do you have a preference of who you want to see tomorrow?
I don't have a preference. I don't care who we play. It's like I've been telling the boys all year. I don't care who we play. I don't care where we play. We got to show up and play. So, and that's something that we've tried to iterate to the boys all year long. And you know what? We're stepping up in the right moment and doing what we need to do. We're hitting the ball, and we need to continue to hit the ball no matter where we play. So.
Well, I know that there's a lot of respect for Coach Matt Labrum at Union. They, too, pulled off the upset today. So now number one and number two in the one-loss bracket. How about that?
Yeah. Congrats to him. He's got a great ball club over there. He does a great job with those boys. And they every year it seems like they're playing their baseball towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to be doing. We played them earlier this year, and they – or like us, they're playing their best baseball towards the end of the season, and that's where we need to be. So
I would assume that it does help for confidence knowing that, okay, number one's on the brink of elimination, number two's on the brink of elimination, number three's already gone. So when you look at the way the state tournament bracket is shaping up, it's anyone's game at this point.
Yeah, and I've told our boys all year long, it doesn't matter what our seed is. We just need to make it there and get hot at the right time. Anybody gets hot right now at the right time, with the bats, that's who's going to win state. And so, I mean, I tell them, why not us?
Yep.
We can get hot. We can go on runs. It's not far off. If you get the bats going and you start swinging the ball, why not us? And keep that mentality, keep it going, moving forward, keep the bats going and rolling, and try to just keep putting as many runs on the board as we can.
Coach, I appreciate you taking out the time. You enjoy the rest of the night. We'll catch you back here at 6:30 tomorrow night.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.